This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in company's profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, everybody. Welcome in. Corey and I have a great show for you today. We're going to spend the first hour chatting about financial issues, and we're going to spend the entire second hour talking about political issues. Why are we doing that? Because it's getting too crazy out there politically, at least in our particular opinion. I'd like to know what you guys think. We're going to start out the first couple of segments with our regular guests. I don't know, I guess we are the five musketeers, the six musketeers by now. We've got Rick Ackerman. We've got Chris Temple. We've got Gary Savage. Oh, gosh, continuing on, we've got Dr. Postma, and then, of course, you have Corey and myself. We're going to start out with a market wrap. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up yesterday, but in my opinion, not nearly as much as it should have. It was up 58.69 to 17,958.72. NASDAQ was up 11.32 to 4780.75. And the S&P was up 3.44 to 207.536. Gold was a bit down yesterday, and the energy sector, oil, whether you're talking West Texas or whether you're talking Brent, they were both down a certain amount also. Let's start out with some commentary from you, Mr. Ackerman.
Well, I think I understand when you say the market wasn't up as much as it should have been today. There was news on the employment front, 321,000 McJobs added to the economy.
Wait a minute. The government is putting out those numbers, Rick. They can't be anything other than accurate.
Well, they might be accurate, but when you see the bottom line there, there was a great story in the Wall Street Journal about how the costs have impacted the middle class so significantly now that the only thing they're spending money on is the bare essentials, meaning cell phones and food and shelter. But a lot of discretionary spending in this fabulous recovery we're having has been absolutely lost. And it's amazing because, more than half of the workers in this country think that we're still in the Great Recession. So the economy at best is not performing that well. And yet we've got the most spectacular runaway bull market ever. And you sense there's a disconnect somewhere there, Al.
Well, guys, I have to say for the conventional markets, they just continue to move higher. We're seeing volatility drop now under 12. S&P is well over 2,000 and looking to maybe break 2,100 here shortly. NASDAQ is moving towards that 5,000 figure. To me, it seems like complacency is coming in or is in the markets, and no matter what the stories that the government or whatever newspaper wants to publish, traders continue to keep their money and rotate more money into the market. Chris, let's get your comments.
Well, with that backdrop, it's noteworthy to remind everybody that it was 18 years ago yesterday that former Fed chairman, the mad scientist, as I call him, Alan Greenspan, gave his famous speech to the American Enterprise Institute where he asked a rhetorical question about how we can know when a rational exuberance has unduly inflated asset prices. He was right in principle about what he said, and I guess he should know because he was enabling that, and yet we still went another 3+ years before things peaked. So what we have right now is, especially at the end of the year, a situation where the path of least resistance for stocks is up. That's what's been going on since, on and off this year, less so than last year, but especially with this moonshot since the October correction lows. Nobody among the professional money managers wants to stay on the sidelines. But the big question is whether the retail investors are going to come in a bigger way, because that's still been a little bit slow in developing. And it's going to be one of the things that determines whether we have a continuation of this well into the new year or not.
Doc, some of your comments on what's going on in these markets?
Yeah, I have to pretty much agree with that. But I think as we move into 2015, and I feel this way strongly, we're going to start to see more volatility in these markets. And I think in the stock market, the rest of this month is going to be pretty much a non-event. I think this market will kind of trend up. And as we get deeper into December, a lot of the traders will kind of disappear. So I think December is safe for the conventional markets. But I think there's good odds that in January we have a January like we did again at the beginning of this year. I think that's a real possibility. And as far as the gold market is concerned, what interests me right now is the fact that the gold stocks are actually getting hit harder than gold itself. I find that to be kind of interesting. And so I think gold, the rest of this month, trends down into next week, and then we could see a low next week or possibly the week after that. But then I think we move back up in gold a little bit. And I think we're getting the final washout for a lot of these precious metal stocks. This is going to be it over the next few weeks where the ones that haven't really got hit yet fully are going to get hit, and then we're going to see the bottom in these things.
You know, for what it's worth, we had a meeting or a conversation, I guess I should say, on Friday morning, I guess it was, with you, Rick, and we talked about the markets in general. And you were saying even in these markets, you know, there are certain diamonds out there, and we talked about SNP Interactive as being one of them. I bring that up only because in the resource sector, I don't really see much to instigate some upward movement in a lot of those stocks. How about you, Gary? What do you think?
Well, I think the stock market's doing exactly what it's supposed to do. And by that, I mean every single time the Fed has embarked on one of these money-printing, rate-cutting sprees, it eventually generates a bubble somewhere. 2000, there was a bubble in tech stocks. In 2005 and 6, it was a bubble in real estate. Then we had a semi-bubble in energy. And they, you know, printed, who knows how many trillions the world has printed here. It's got to be a bubble somewhere. And it sure looks like to me it's going to be in the stock market. So it's doing exactly what it should do. We're entering a bubble phase in the stock market. Now, that being said, sentiment has gotten extremely bullish here. We probably need to pull back next week, some kind of a correction before we continue up. But I think that, you know, this bubble phase is going to continue. That's just how these things end. You know, when the Fed prints too much money, it ends in a bubble, and I think we're starting the bubble phase.
Well, and that seems to be the point, is that sentiment in the conventional markets is still very, very good, and I think sentiment in the U.S. dollar is also very good, because people are looking around the world and seeing the issues that other countries are having and looking to the U.S. and saying, you know, they're doing pretty well. They're not printing money, at least overtly, with another QE program. Yes, their interest rates are low, but they're not negative like the deposit rate in Europe. And the economic numbers, just like the jobs number that came out on Friday, yeah, they might be McJobs, but people aren't paying attention to that. I don't really think people care that much. And by people, I mean traders, because it's definitely not trickling down to the average man on the street, in my opinion.
Boy, I don't know, Gary. You've made a lot of comments about that when you look at the discretionary income that's being spent in your neck of the woods right now, being Las Vegas. I will have to say, though, that the other side of the coin is that retail sales for the holiday season have started out pretty slow. So that definitely does say something about that. I know in our neck of the woods that people are concerned about money, in the sense that, I mean, we've all got plenty of it, but the fact of the matter is we, the Corlin family, certainly isn't spending like we used to, and there's a whole lot of reasons for that. You know, Doc, we made a commentary, which we're going to have to go into in the next segment because we have to break for a commercial here, but we made a commentary about the value of staying on the sidelines. Maybe now's a good time to bring that up.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies
on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, you know, we would like to chat with you guys a little bit about the value right now of standing on the sidelines, meaning not being particularly active in the markets right now. Doc, you and I and Corey took that official stance a few weeks ago regarding the precious metals. And, you know, I've had a few hiccups in there, but I've also corrected every hiccup by saying I spoke too soon, I haven't taken action yet, and I'm not taking action right now. I still think now is a good time maybe to be an observer. I really would like to get all of your opinions on that. How about you, Gary?
I think I would sit on the sidelines for a little bit longer. I told you yesterday I put a hedge on my mining positions, which I think are going to do very good. By 3 months from now, I think you'll have made a lot of money on that. But it looks to me like gold is heading back down. But I will point out that the dollar is very close to that 200-month moving average, as is the euro. And if you look at a long-term chart and compare oil and gold, they all started going down when the dollar started to really move up. So I think it's just a matter of, you know, waiting for the dollar to top. When that thing tops and heads back down, then I think the commodities will turn back around and head back up.
Well, and it is an issue, I think, right now with how you look at these commodity markets. There's no doubt in my mind that in 6 months or a year, prices will be higher, at least they should be, and probably 3 years down the road, what the prices of stocks are right now are going to look like a screaming good deal. But fact of the matter is, we just dropped below 1200 again on Friday in gold, and I don't see a screaming high gold price anytime right around the corner. So I guess the whole fact of the matter is, what's your outlook? What sort of downside can you take? And if you are trying to pick a bottom, I think this is going to be a very tough bottom to pick because it very well might have been in, and now it's just giving us some more time to trade and build up positions. Doc, I know you're slowly accumulating when these stocks that are range-bound seem to go into their lower range.
Absolutely, Corey. And in fact, I've been purchasing since the spring, and I've got a couple of stocks I really like, one I've done very well on. Yeah, but I'm going to the sidelines for about a week to 2 to 3 weeks now because we're going to get a pullback here. Especially some of these stocks are going to get hit harder than others, I can tell from the technicals. As we move deeper into December, I'm going to be purchasing again, and I'll continue to purchase into next year because there are some stocks that are completely washed out, and they're in a range, and that's when I like to purchase, especially when they move back down to the lower part of that range. And then I become a long-term holder. And I know Rick is a trader, day trader, but I'm a buy and hold, and that's why I'm starting to accumulate now, because we've got prices here. And by the way, a lot of our listeners gave us a heck of a lot of stocks to look at, and I've been looking at a lot of them, and there's a couple or three that were suggested that I really like from a fundamental and technical standpoint right now.
You know, I have to say one thing with our new newsletter, and we'd like all you folks, anybody who would like a couple of free copies of it, please just send either Corey or I an email, and we'll be happy to give that to you. But we are the two stocks that we've recommended. First, Theralase, in the first newsletter, is doing very well right now. It has not fallen at all. We recommended Claude Resources, which I think is another sleeper out there. It was like 26 cents when we recommended that one. It's trading at 31 right now, so there are. I know there are, for lack of better terms, sun shining throughout all of the clouds here. Rick, in terms of the sidelines, how about you, bud?
Well, on that you mentioned of always being good stocks out there, I just want to say that Snip touched 50 cents a share today off 10 cents within the last 8 months. So I think that was a great find, Al. I'm really glad you alerted me to the company. As far as being on the sidelines otherwise, no question that for me, the most bullish thing you could say about gold is that it's holding its own here against an onslaught by the dollar. You'll know that I've been very bullish on the dollar for months, and I continue to be bullish. Just this week, the rally in the dollar index took it above a key high that was made in 2010, and we are within pitching wedge distance right now of an even more important high that occurred early in 2009.
Rick, for some of us, that's not a pitching wedge. For some of us, that's a nine iron.
Right, I use my woods to get it 40, 50 yards sometimes now. Anyway, I'm very bullish on the dollar, and I think that will continue to put pressure on gold. But so far, gold seems to be holding up. To put numbers on it, we've got the dollar index at 89.34. I just mentioned that it had broken out above a key high in 2010. And if it gets above the high, slightly above that at 89.62, that was made back in early 2009, I think it would be an indication that the bull market is a runaway bull. On a technical basis, I've got a target of 90.24 in the dollar index, again, currently trading 89.34. So if it gets to that relatively modest target, and I'm almost certain it will, it's going to be a breakout above both of those key highs from years ago. So I wouldn't look for relief from the dollar if you're playing gold. And you may see, Corey mentioned this, that the dollar and U.S. investments are just looking more and more attractive to the whole world at this point. And, of course, they're getting a double payoff because our stocks are strong, but the currency is strong as well. So that's very enticing for foreign investment. And at this point, the dollar rally has begun to feed on itself.
I watch the sentiment on, you know, all of these markets. And sentiment in the dollar is at decades highs, and in the euro at decades lows. We've had a seven-month rally that has stretched the dollar extremely far above the 200-day moving average. This is not the time that I would be buying the dollar.
How about you, Chris?
Well, these guys are clearly on to one of the most important, if not the most important subject right now that is going to drive the markets one way or the other, and that is the dollar. I've said many times that my gut tells me that this move can't go on too terribly much longer because it's going to do too much damage. But at the same time, my head tells me that I'd be a darn fool to bet very big on that because the currency traders are all going in that direction. But, you know, like Gary said, everybody's kind of on the same side of the boat right now. And you would really be silly to try and chase this dollar move higher. It may go higher. And, you know, when you look at the fundamentals relative terms between the U.S. on one hand and Japan and Europe on the other, it probably should be a whole lot higher still. And what's going to be really a lot of fun to watch as we get into 2015 is how do we resolve this situation? Because if the dollar does get to the level against these that it should, everything's going to blow up. Emerging markets, commodities, you'll have junk bond market issues with defaults on debt. That's going to be the price in the end of a strong dollar if this continues. So it'll be interesting to see if the Fed intervenes here, as it's been doing for so many years where interest rates are concerned.
And I think that will be the most important thing to follow. And guys, always enjoy chatting with each and every one of you all week and for our weekend market wrap.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-727-8702. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-727-8702. That's 1-800-727-8702. Call 1-800-727-8702.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Chatting with Avi Gilbert right now. You know, this guy is a master technician. This gentleman knows what he's doing. He came to us highly recommended, I have to say, and his calls so far have been very, very accurate. You know, Avi, we were chatting off mic before we began recording this thing about why you don't really pay any attention to news events. I'm a real news junkie, and I do pay attention, but you've been pretty damn accurate just looking at charts. What's the reason for that?
Well, for me, news is only a matter that, you know, may have an effect for a moment in time, but the market's going to do what it's going to do. So you may get a blip on the chart from a news event, but ultimately the market is in a specific trend that it has to follow, and it will continue to follow that trend, you know, until that trend is done. You get a blip on news, but that's really about it. The market will just keep marching to the beat of its own drummer once the blip is gone.
And that's kind of my take on news a lot of the time too, Avi. I find news entertaining to listen to and follow day to day, but barring any major surprises, such as a QE being announced when nobody was expecting it, the markets are all about predicting what's going to happen in the news, and whether they're right or wrong, there might be a one-day adjustment, but the fact of the matter is, I think when news, especially when we know news is coming out, such as data points like the job numbers we had come out yesterday on Friday, fact of the matter is people already had predictions in, and then maybe their predictions were slightly skewed one way or another, and then some traders maybe made a decision based on those numbers. But a lot of traders, I think right now especially, are ignoring a lot of the news and simply just going along with what they think is going to happen.
I don't disagree. I don't disagree, and I think following the news gets people hurt. People automatically assumed metals would be just tanking away, you know, once Swiss voted no. And that's not exactly what we saw.
No, it absolutely isn't. And I think that is kind of silly to think that news out of Switzerland was going to make a huge impact. I know that I read some article that mentioned just the extent, if that vote did pass and gold was repatriated, the extent or impact it would have on the market. And actually, when you compare it, especially to the paper market, the impact overall was a very small percentage of just daily or weekly trading.
I wrote exactly that in my last article on Seeking Alpha, minuscule. It is ridiculous for people to view it that way. But you know what? People like to follow news and believe that the news will have an impact upon, you know, the direction. The direction is pretty much based on sentiment. And, you know, like I said, news will cause blips. Sentiment is what you really have to follow. That's what directs the trade.
Yeah, but how, I mean, it's just, common sense tells me that, yeah, sentiment is important, but isn't sentiment based on the news?
Not at all.
Really?
Oddly enough, people believe that news causes sentiment. I believe it's just the other way around, that the sentiment is what causes the news. Because once sentiment changes and turns sour, aren't you going to get your fundamental news that happens from that sentiment change further down the road?
Yeah.
It takes enough time until the fundamentals will change based upon the change in the market. The change in the market comes before the fundamentals. Fundamentals are always lagging.
And I find that to be an interesting comment there, Abby, simply because it's a chicken and the egg type of thing. I think that sentiment is a huge driver, and news sometimes can follow sentiment. We also need to remember that news can also be very biased. So if the author has a certain sentiment, then I think we're going to see that come out in whatever report they're writing as well.
No question about it. But I ultimately believe that the overall sentiment is what provides the spin to the common understanding of whatever external event that is being reported. So it's really the sentiment that's providing the spin to how the market interprets it. If you know what the sentiment is of the market, you'll know what direction the news is going to, quote-unquote, drive the market.
You know, that's something I had never thought of, and I'd like you just to explain it a little clearer to this idiot here. And that is, okay, let's say, for example, that the United States has... Let me rephrase this. Let's say, for example, that Russia invades the Ukraine, okay? Mm-hmm. It strikes me that that action would have an effect on the market before anything else.
You may get a blip, and I'll give you the best example. The best example I could come up with, and it was commonly believed. I mean, you talk to every single trader, you talk to every single person involved with specifically even the metals at the time. When QE3 was announced, what was the expectation of what would happen with the metals? Everybody automatically assumed the metals were going parabolic. I put out an article, and I told my subscribers over and over and over, yes, the market's expecting QE, but I'm telling you, sentiment is not going to buy into it. Sentiment is still suggesting the market may get a blip of a small upside move, and I gave them targets. Oddly enough, the market came within, I think it was about 3 or 5 cents of my target on silver and turned down as expected. If the market is not set up from a sentiment perspective to move in the manner in which most people would expect it would move with regard to the news, market will not move that way. It will just baffle people. And that's why we see so often stocks going up on good on bad reports or down on good reports. People scratch their heads. It really is all relating to sentiment, more so than the news itself.
So, Avi, let's relate sentiment now to the markets and precious metals, oil, the U.S. dollar. All of these all have different sentiment, but I think it's all kind of connected, all stemming from right now the U.S. dollar. Do you have a gauge on the sentiment in the U.S. dollar right now?
Well, it's interesting that you say that because, you know, so many people were pointing out, wait a second, the dollar's moving up, but gold's not moving down commensurately, or gold's moving up along with the dollar. People, especially this past week, people were very, very confused by what was going on. So I don't necessarily look at it as, you know, as a direct correlation. There are times where it may seem like there's a correlation. I can even foresee a time in the future where both gold and the dollar can rise together. And I know that's going to shock a lot of people. But I see the potential for that happening sometime in the future. But as for now, you know, my minimum target that I set out a few weeks ago for a potential local top on the Dixie has been the 89.50 region. And today we've just about gotten there. Problem is, I have no signal that the top has been struck. The potential exists that until the market actually develops in a sentiment-type pattern that is going to suggest that the top is in, this can continue to extend as high as 91.50 on the Dixie before it even tops.
Hmm. You know, that is an interesting point, and common sense tells me, Avi, that that does make sense. You know, it's funny. I guess you can teach an old dog, and I'm definitely an old dog. You can definitely teach an old dog new tricks. I mean, I was aware of what you were talking about for quite some time, but I never realized actually how relevant that really is, and it really is pretty important, certainly. There's no question about that. Appreciate your time. Ladies and gentlemen, Corey and I are going to be right back with a new guest gentleman, a Frenchman by the name of Laurent Patrick Gallet. He is he has worked in France, he's worked in the UK, and now he is headquartered as an individual investor, quite successful individual investor, I might add, in the Middle East. And Laurent Patrick is going to be joining us talking about his take on the energy sector and also on precious metals.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Okay, welcome back here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition. We have a new guest right now on the program. This gentleman came to us through the blog, interestingly enough. And I got to tell you, he is going to ramp up to the top of our list very, very quickly here. Very, very interesting man, Lauren Patrick Gallet. He is located in the Middle East. He's a Frenchman. He's been involved in the financial community for quite some time now as an analyst, now as an investor out of the Middle East. He has some views. He's quite successful, so we have to say that his views should be taken very seriously here. I want to start out, Lauren Patrick, if you don't mind, and chatting a little bit about the area that you're involved in right now, which is the Middle East. And obviously when people in the United States think about the Middle East, they think about Saudi Arabia, Iran, etc. They think about oil. We have a plummet in the price of oil right now. Yesterday oil was down again, yesterday being Friday. Various thoughts as to why that's happening. Give us your take on the energy sector, specifically oil, if you would.
Sure. Thanks for having me on, first of all. When it comes to the energy sector, I think there was an interesting discussion with Chris Temple on Friday on the show, when discussion was it related to dollar strength that oil was weakening, or is it related to oil demand weakening? And I think that what's interesting to do is to put a perspective. I mean, if you look from a high altitude, global PMIs have been somehow deteriorating in the last few months. And slowing global PMI means basically that you have reduced demand for oil. And reduced demand for oil is typically bad for price. I know it's a very simple supply to demand equation, but I read some data from a gentleman called Phil Hart from The Oil Drum, who basically looked at backtesting of data, and he realized that 1 million barrel of oil reduction in demand of oil typically translates in about $20 to $30 weakness in the price of oil. So I think first what kicked off everything was slowing global economic growth, notably from China, Japan, Europe, This translated into reduce the amount of oil, and reduce the amount of oil very quickly translated into lower prices because the supply had not been cut. So equivalent amount of supply, reduced demand. The sensitivity, according to the gentleman again, is about $20 to $30 for every 1 million barrel of oil of reduced demand. Then this is basically your $110 to $100 barrel of oil down to $80, and then you have the directional traders, then the speculators that come on top of that and start to short the oil contracts in the paper market, and this continues the momentum. But for me, the starting point was really slowing economic growth globally. And then on top of that, you have the strengthening dollar. So a conjunction of factors, strengthening dollar, initially reduced oil demands due to slowing economic growth globally. And then finally, the speculator, the momentum traders, that basically all coincide to all weakness.
Well, Lauren Patrick, one of the aspects, too, that is constantly debated on our site, as you probably know, is the relationship between are they trying to drive down the oil price to hurt Russia, but with a lower oil price, won't it affect also the shale oil plays in the U.S.? So kind of what's going to come first? Will Russia be hit so hard that the U.S. will end up, in a sense, kind of winning this war if we do go down this thought? Or will this turn into a credit issue in the U.S. because these shale oil plays are so leveraged?
Sure. I mean, as you mentioned, this is something that's been discussed often these days on the site. And I'll give you my take. I always think that on some critical issues in the world, and I think that oil prices is a critical one, you need to have a convergence of interests for some event to happen, In other words, when different parties have an interest in something happening, they will work together to make this happen. So, from a geopolitical standpoint, and for me, it's obvious that the U.S. wants to weaken Russia. This happened in the 80s, where basically both U.S. and Canada, and also Saudi Arabia, worked in order to basically put an end to the Soviet Union, and they did this via what was a source of funds for the Soviet Union at that time, which was gold and oil, and also draining them into conflicts here and there so that a lot of money was spent on military spending for the Soviet Union. A lot of spending, reduced revenues because lower price of oil, lower price of gold, one day the whole castle of sand falls apart. And I think that this kind of replay going on these days with that strategy when it comes to oil. So the U.S. would be very interested in weakening Russia through that angle. The Saudis obviously would be very interested in weakening U.S. shale oil production via that angle. The U.S. will also be very interested in weakening Venezuela, which is not exactly a regime that is favorable to the U.S. Venezuela is facing, in my view, a risk of default, but a country doesn't default when it cannot pay. It defaults when it doesn't want to pay anymore. So we'll see what's happening on that front. Saudi Arabia, I'm just shifting U.S., Saudi. Saudi Arabia has an interest, obviously, in weakening Iran, which is a big rival in the Middle East. And finally, the way I see this is that the big oil companies in the U.S. have an interest in seeing the smaller players disappear. And this is just like competition in a market. The lesser the number of players at the oil table, the better it is for the big companies, because the big companies will always survive. So, and this is the same logic that I apply in the precious metals. If gold prices go down, if the small producers disappear, the big producers will be there, and they will be in a stronger, better position when prices start to recover. So this is basically my framework and the way I look at things when it comes to the geopolitical, so to speak, aspect of oil.
Lauren Patrick, I have to tell you, I agree with you 1,000% when you talk about the motives of Saudi Arabia in terms of the price of oil and how that's going to affect Iran. I feel very strongly that an agreement has been made between the Saudis and the Americans to hurt Russia as much as possible. I mean, it's pretty obvious that, if we were back in, say, the 1920s or 1930s or even the early 1940s, we might even have a shooting war on our hands between the U.S. and Russia, which I think is ridiculous. ridiculous. But having said that, this is the most effective way, I think, that the Americans can really, really harm, for lack of better terms, the Russians. I'd like to flip over, if you wouldn't mind, a little bit over into the precious metals sector. Gold is trading within a range pretty much between 1190 and, say, around 1220 or thereabouts. It hasn't, I mean, it's, you know, we've had a few anomalies. We've had a few spikes lower, and we've had a couple of spikes higher. But for all practical purposes, that really is the range right now. What are your views specifically on the future as an investment of gold and silver using a time horizon of, let's say, 12 to 24 months?
Yeah, very good, because this is roughly my time horizon. I used 2-3 years as when it comes to investing in gold and the precious metal stocks. Basically, the way I look at things is that most gold producers currently have a cost of about $1,200. So most producers at the moment are not making money, which means that gold prices can go lower. We might have had a bottom on the 7th of November. We might not have had a bottom. But what I suspect is that a lot of producers will be extremely hurt if gold goes below $1,200. And some of them will have to close shops and to disappear. So I cannot time the bottom. I know that we're at the level that I find very interesting in terms of value when it comes to purchasing the metal. I find it, and that's why I've been buying some calls on GLG, January 2016 calls last week. There were some levels I really liked, although I reckon that, again, maybe you're going to have gold going down another $100 or $150 by a bit more. Again, I'm not trying to call the bottom or to try to see whether the bottom is behind or the bottom is to come, because the bottom is always something that you realize in hindsight. It's only after a few weeks or months that you realize, okay, that was the bottom. And it's always futile, in my view, to try to call the bottom. So when it comes to the precious metal stocks now, what I try to do is that I try to be very selective in the stocks I look at, which means I try to really understand what is it that I like about a stock that I might be looking at. I try to run some numbers, and I try to understand what are the catalysts. I try to see, you know, the condition of the balance sheet, if there's any cash flow, if there's no cash flow. And I try to tell myself, okay, at 1200, can they make money? At 1100, are they making money? At 800, are they making money? Obviously, the lowest the cost producer, the better it is, obviously, for the chances for that producer and that company to stay alive and for me to benefit as an investor over the 2 to 3 year time frame that I have. So again, I really have no view on whether the bottom was on the 7th of November. I highlighted, I think, on the website that there was a double reversal day on that day. We've had two double reversal days since. In my view, technically, that means something. It might just be a fake. And again, we might be heading lower. But that doesn't bother me. I've got still a good amount of cash on the side, and I've got orders ready and a good amount of stocks. That if the price of the stocks come to me, I'd be very happy to pull the trigger on these orders and really sit tight for the next 12, 24 months, 36 months.
Lauren Patrick, we are out of time. Thank you for joining us.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1980. 1980-